Today's daf is daf lamet tes, and we'll begin near the very top, four lines from the top. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. We had in the Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek of Machlokes, between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held that chatzanim are the rind, the skin of the grape, and zagim are the pit. And Rabbi Yossi held the opposite. Chatzanim are the pit, and zagim are the rind. So the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yosef, keman mitargaminon meipurtzanin v'yaditzurin. Rabbi Yosef, who was expert in Targum, says that the Targum for chatzanim v'yadzag is mipurtzanin v'yaditzurin. And purtzanin is a known word that it means pits or seeds. And itzurin is a known word that means the container, the shell, the peel, the skin, the rind. So, who is this Targum according to? It's obviously not according to the laws of Azariah, but rather Kurab Yosi. Zagim is the skin, and Chartzanim are the pits. In the Mishnah, we learned for a second time, actually, we had this earlier in the Masechet in another Mishnah, Stam Nazirus Lamed Yom. That is, Stam Nazirus, person says, I ran Nazir, he's Nazir for 30 days. Here we're learning it because of its connection to the next halacha about a nazir shaving or trimming or removing hair from his head. The Mishnah says, Gilach, if the nazir in the midst of his nazirus shaves his hair against the din, Oshe gilchuhu listim, or people capture him and against his will shear, S-H-E-A-R, his hair from his head, Sose lamidyom. So this destroys, this negates his period of time. He has to have a 30-day growth of hair, and this destroyed it, this removed it. He has lost his 30 days. Nazir shegilach, another halacha is that if a nazir shaves his hair, bein bezug, whether he uses a scissors, bein betar, whether he uses a razor, osher sifsef kolshu, who he just rubs his hair so that hair falls off, chayev. He's chayev under all circumstances. The Gemara begins with a question which is a kind of a question about nature. And it's a question about how does hair grow? Yubay Elohu, the question was asked, Hai mazio, this hair, the hair on one's head, milatachas robi, does it grow from the bottom, meaning the new growth is at the bottom attached to the scalp. And that new growth pushes out the old growth. So at the top of the hair, facing the air, facing the outside, that's the new growth. The bottom, that's the old growth. The new growth is milatachas, is at the bottom, at the root. Oh, milael, does it grow from the outside, from the top? In other words, the tippy top of the hair grows and grows and grows. The old hair remains attached to the scalp, and the new hair is what appears externally. Gemara asks, why do you ask these idle questions? How does hair grow? Gemara answers, is a great difference. Anafgamina, le nozir shegilchuhu listim. Suppose a nozir was captured by the pirate barbers, and these barbers trimmed his hair. But vishiru bo kedei lakof rosho leikro. They left enough hair so that you could take the hair and bend it back to its source, to its root. There's a little bit of hair which is bendable back. So what hair did they remove? They removed the external hair. So is that external hair the new growth or the old growth? E amrit melatachas robe. If you're going to say that hair grows from the bottom is the new growth, and the external growth which they trimmed is the old. I'm sorry. The bottom is the new stuff, right? And the external is the old stuff. Hoshakle. All right. He nazirus hoshakle. By trimming the outer part of the hair, they trimmed the old hair, the hair which was his nazirus. His nazirus, that's the hair which is 30 days old, or several days old, or weeks old. That's the hair they trimmed. They removed his nazirus hair. Eloi amrit meleil rabbi, if you're going to say the new growth is at the end, but the old growth is at the beginning, at the scalp. So my da'akdish ha'koyim. What he was makdish is still there. The hair that was there at the beginning of the Zeris is still there. The new hair came from the outside. It's new hair that was trimmed. So what's the din? So obviously there has a halachic consequence whether hair grows from the outside or hair grows from the root. Toshma, the Gemara wants to bring an example. Meha invo chaya. A live louse. Inva is a louse, plural of which is lice. And they have this live lice. Dekoyim be'ikva de'binso. If you notice, a person's lice, a person who has lice, those lice exist at the root of the hair, at the scalp itself. V'isal g'daytach m'letachas robi. If you're going to say that the hair grows from down at the roots out, so therefore, when the lice connected, they connected at the root. As the hair grew, the lice should be removed upwards and outwards from the scalp. They should be at the head, at the tip, at the outer tip of the hair. What are they doing back at the scalp? The hair grows from the bottom. The question is, if the hair grows from the bottom outward, the lice should be stooped outward. No, va'agav chiyusa, because it's a live louse, nochis v'ozil inva, the louse comes down. It's pushed up by the growth of the hair, which is growing miltachas, but the lice are alive, and being living creatures, they push themselves down, back, and attach themselves to the scalp. Toshma, the Gemara tries again. Inva mesa, a dead louse, bereisha debinsa. They can be found at the external, at the tip, the outer part of the hair. If you're going to say that hair grows from the outside, it's a dead one. It should have stayed where it was. And the new hair grew beyond it. Why is it to be found at the tip of the hair? How did it get there? It's dead. Since it's dead and it has no power, has no life force, it keeps just falling out with the gravity away from the body out toward the outside of the hair. So we have no raya from the lice. Toshma, let's bring a raya, may bloiris de kushim, from the braids of the people of Kush. Even today it's popular among the Kushim, among the black peoples, that they braid their hair. And you notice they make their braid with the hair at the root. So the braids initially are right up against the scalp. As their hair grows, the braids move out away from their body. So if you look at the bloris de kushim, the braids or hairdos of these people of Kush, de bosa de megadlin lo rafyo militachas, as after they braid it, it becomes loose from the underneath, and you begin to see hair underneath toward the scalp under the braid, and the braid moves away and away from the body. Because they're very tight as the hair is growing, and it's taka growing mila ela, but they get looser and looser, and as they get looser, they become removed from the scalp. So there's no raya, not from the lice, not from the bloiris de kushim. Toshima, we're going to bring a raya from something which is more connected halachically. From sikrisa. You know, when you give maisa behema, so you take the animals in a pen and you drive them through a narrow doorway and you count them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The 10th one you smear with a red paint, and that is designated as the 10th. As the Maisa Behema. So when you strike it with this red paint, the red paint is right up against the flesh of the animal from where the hair is growing. And after a while, you look at the beard, so to speak, of the animal, and you would see under the red, more and more white hair becomes obvious, and the red grows away and away from the body. As they grow, the diknon, the beard, becomes wider and wider because the red gets pushed away from the body. So you see from here, we're back now on the top of Lamed Tes Lamed Bay, so you see that the hair grows from the bottom out, and that way it pushes up, it stoops up the redness away from the body, and underneath you have the white hairs. Shema mino atakia brought me a raya. This is a clincher that the hair grows from the bottom up. And that's why the redness, as time goes on, gets removed from up against the flesh of the animal down toward the removed from the animal down the hair, so to speak. The Eloh Hadassanya, if that's the case, there's the Gemara. We learned in a Braisa, Nozir shegilchuhu listim mishiru bo kedei lokof rosho liyikro. A Nozir who was captured by these pirate barbers. And they gave him this haircut, but they left enough hair so that the hair could be bent back from the tip back to the scalp. Ain't no soser. As long as he left that much hair, so his nazirus does not get destroyed. V'isal kedai toch melatachas robi. If you're going to say that the hair grows from down, from the root, on out, if that's the case, so what did they shear? What did they trim off? They trimmed off the ends of the hair. The ends of the hair was the original hair, which is pushed out away from the body by the growth melatachas. So they trimmed away the hair of his nazirus. So it should be soser. Listor. If he's al gedai toch melatachas, Rabbi, listor. The Gemara answers, kegon shegilchuhu achamalos, that they trimmed him at the end of his nazirus, at the end of day 30. So what does that gain us? Umani Rabbi Lozahi, Rabbi Lezahi. We're following Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Lezahi said, and this too we learned earlier, the Omar, he said, kol achamalos zayin soser. If after the 30 days the nazirus is broken, it's only broken for 7 days. My time at the Rabbi Eliezer, Yalev taglachas tahara, mit taglachas tumah, ma taglachas tumah shiva, af taglachas tahara shiva. It's only 7 days. If that's the case, that they trimmed his hair. So they taka trimmed away the hair, which was the original Nazirus hair, at the time he accepted Nazirus. But they left behind enough hair, kedei lokof rosho liikro. The Rabbanon know, as we'll see in the Gemara, that much hair is a 7 day growth. So what's the point in requiring him to wait 7 more days, which would be the din? If it was so sere, he would have to count 7 more days of growth. He has 7 days growth of hair in his head because they left him that much hair. Could they look over Osholi Yikro? So therefore, ain't a so sere. There's no point. The 7 days growth is already intact. It's still intact. The Kim Lahul Rabbonah, the Rabbonah, no. Hilchis hair. Kol Zayin Yomin Asya Mazya Kedei Lokof Rosho Liyikro. Every 7 days, enough hair grows to reach that size of Lokof Rosho Liyikro. Fascinating piece of Gemara. Gemara now continues. Nozir Shegilach. The Mishnah said that if a Nozir removes hair from his head, Bein Betar, whether he uses a razor, Bein Bezug, whether he uses a scissor, Osha Sifsef Kalshu, who just massages his head and hair falls out, Chayef. Under all circumstances, he's Chayef. We'll see. This is going to be a machlokes tanoim. Tonu Rabbono. We learned in a Braise. Tar. The Posuk says that Tar, Nazir should not have Tar be over al Rosho. Tar meaning a razor. So that's the only tool, the only hair cutting tool, which is mentioned in the Posuk. Ainli elatar, so I might think only if he uses that instrument, the tar, is ichayev. But tolash, if he pulls his hair, mireit, he plucks his hair, sifseif, he rubs his hair, kol shehu, minayin, how do we know that if he uses other methods of removing his hair besides a razor, he's also chayev? Talmud Loma, the posuk says, kodosh yihyeh, the posuk says a nozir should be kodosh, Gadel pera sa'ar rosho. His hair has to grow. So, if his hair has to grow, and this is a mitzvah saseh, his hair has to grow. So what's the difference? What tool he uses to remove the hair? Even if he uses his fingers, even tolash miret sifsef kolshu, it should be chayev. Divra b'yoshio. So Rabbi Yoshia seems to learn pshat that the posuk of Gadel Pera is Megale, teaches us that the Isur of Tar is not restricted just Ta'ar lo Yavor al Rosho, but rather it's extended by this posuk to anything which prevents the Gadel Pera, the growth of hair, even if it's not a razor itself. That's Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonison says, no, Tar, ein li ele Tar. It's only razor. The pasuk says, Tar lo yavor arosha, only tar. Mire tolash sifsif kolshu, if he plucks or pulls or rubs his hair, nothing. Potter. He's not chayef. Aydig marias vahok sif kodosh yihye. The pasuk says, kodosh yihye gadel pera sarosho, that he has to grow his hair, and therefore if he's mire tolash sifsif, he should be chayef. The Gemara answers, lememra, the imgilech lei betar, it's only to tell you that if he uses the razor, koyim alei ba'aseh v'los aseh. If a person uses, another uses a razor on his hair, he's chayev for the aseh of kodosh yihyeh gadel pera, he has to grow his hair, and by shaving it with a razor, he hasn't grown it, and he's also violating the law of tar lo yavor al rosho, v'los aseh. However, if it's not a tar, there's no asay and no los asay according to Rabbi Yoshia. Tanya Yidoch, we learned another brisa. Tar en li el tar. Tolash mirat sisif kol shehu minayin, Talmud lomar, lo yavor al rosho. The pasuk says, lo yavor. It shouldn't pass over him. So any tool or instrument, even his own fingers which he uses, which is over al rosho, is included in the lav. So says this other brisa. If we're going to interpret this word lo yavor al rosho to include any instrument, so why then does the Torah say tar? Ma tam loma ta'ar lo yavor al rosho? The answer is to teach us that when he does his taglachas, when he gives himself a haircut at the end of the Naziris, when shaving his hair is already a mitzvah, it's got to be done. That mitzvah taglachas has got to be done b'ta'ar. So that's why in the prohibitions, it singles out the instrument of ta'ar. Matam adlo matar lo yavar arosho, lefi shalolo madnu l'taglachas ha'achrono shiyeh b'ta'ar. Since we have no other source to teach us that the taklachas achrona should be with a razor. Dilalam domi mitzora iefsha. To say, well, a mitzora needs a tar, so when another needs a tar, that we can't do. She'ein donin kal mechomor la'achmor lov. Mitzora is in many ways more chomor than nazir. So therefore, we can't learn nazir taglachas achrona should be b'tar from mitzora. So we know it from the fact that the Torah in the prohibition says tar lo yavor al rosho. But the prohibition extends beyond tar to kol dovor, even miret tolash sifsef kol shehu. We left in the middle of a brisa, but we'll continue mit Hashem tomorrow with daf mem. End of the second shiur.